there is a time.
Okay, before we begin the meeting and the president calls it to order, I do want to make an announcement for the general public as well as the board. 2 weeks ago, we were really good with our Zoom because it showed the whole board and you could see everybody. 2 weeks ago, our Zoom automatically updated and it has cut off both ends of the voice, which is not on the video. So right now, as you can see from the screen, that's the only video that we have. That will be corrected with our new cameras, hopefully by the July board meeting. And I want to caution the board members that join by Zoom that if we do not see your face on Zoom, you will not be counted as a quorum for the meeting or for any action items. So other than that, I will turn this over to the president.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and Ron will please call the roll.
Director Barzilay?
Present.
Director Bilski?
Here.
Director Kaufman?
Here.
Director Desitels?
Here.
Director Gibson is absent today. Director Hackett?
Here.
Director Jones? Director Miker? Director Moore? Director Payne?
Here.
Director Rose?
Here.
Director Spell? Director Stellhorn?
Here.
Director Towner?
Here.
Director Unfried?
Here.
You have a quorum, Madam President.
Thank you. If you please stand, Carolyn will give us the invocation, and Troy will lead us in the pledge. Carolyn.
Father God, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts for the many blessings for our great country, our state, nation, and this community that we represent. Father, we just ask that the business that we conduct today be in accord with your will, and that we all have safe travels to and fro as we do our job. And Father, we just come to you again with the praise and glory and thanks for the day. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Turn around for the flags.
No.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On honor of that, take us by flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one day, one indivisible.
Okay, we will go on to item five, the approval of our minutes from the April 24th, 2025 meeting of the Board of Directors. If you all had a chance to look at those. The motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Thank you. Now we will have the review and approval of the minutes from our last meeting of May 22nd, 2025 for the Board of Directors.
So moved.
Motion has been made.
Second.
And seconded by Ken.
Yep.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion is passed. Okay. Item number six on our agenda, President's Remarks and Welcome.
We have no guest. We do have Nora from Chapman on Zoom. Hi, Nora.
Okay. Our next item is the 2025-26 election forms to be sent to the board members on July 1st, 2025, with the return date of no later than July 10th, 2025. Assuming that Candace, you will be in charge of that. Thank you very much. Sending those out for us. And our next Board of Directors meeting will be Thursday, July 17th, because we will be in Austin for the meet type meeting.
President, can I say something? At least where I'm at, mail sometimes takes a week to get to me. I may not be able to get the forms back in time. So I'll just, can I just email them?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, because of a family medical emergency, Rhonda's presentation under item 7 will be postponed to the July board meeting on Thursday, July 17th. So we will not have her presentation today. Our next item is single family remarks. That was it. That was her item. Okay. So, and multifamily as well. Multifamily, Ron, please.
Yeah. Okay. In your package, you have the Renee's multifamily occupancy report for June of 2025. Everything is looking really well, except for the developments that are currently under complete rehab, which includes the Village at Baytown, which I hope is going really well. Life at Parkview, they have gone through some evictions. And Renee, you want to give us kind of an update on Life at Parkview?
Yeah, Life at Parkview, they just had a complete staff change, and they're getting back on scope. Their goal is the end of August to be at, back at 95%.
Can I make a suggestion? If we're really going to lose by the Zoom, she needs to stand up and get in front of the
I'm sorry.
She's no. Yeah, because of the
party. Yeah, I'm sure. I forgot to mention everybody talking.
Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of understand. It's hard to think on this side of the table, isn't it?
It is
fun. So the Life at Parkview, they're getting back. Their goal is to get to 95% by the end of August.
Yes. See the other one.
Thank you.
Other than that, we're looking really well. So almost all of them are above 94% occupied. And other than that, do we have questions?
Okay. Any questions on any of these? Update, thank Terrence, all that, you're good? Okay. Item number 9, Executive Director's Report.
Oh, no, sorry. We do need to go up to number 2.
Number 2, thank bond issue.
Right.
Okay.
The outstanding general and no litigation certificates for Windsor Park and Bay Terrace, both in Baytown. We still have one jurisdiction, the city of Pasadena. They had a runoff for a mayor the 1st of June. The new mayor doesn't take office until July 1st. We have had to postpone this closing of this bond issue twice because of that situation. We have been guaranteed that it's going to be on the agenda July 1st. Candace will be there trying to push those signatures through because we have to have them no later than the morning of July 2nd in order to rate lock, in order to get to the Attorney General's office within their deadlines to close. So our new closing date is July 10th on that, and it will need to close because July 11th is the 180-day statutory requirement that we close those bond issues. Unfortunately, besides the runoff of the mayor, they also had a city council runoff that ended in a dead heat tie. And even on the recount, it was a tie. And so they're going to have to flip a coin or draw straws to see. And so therefore the city council could not certify the elections until that is done. So those are very rare, but it happened, and it just kind of has postponed our getting the litigation certificates back. The Wyndham Park bond closing, this is an action item.
The discussion and possible approval of a resolution of the Southeast Texas Housing Finance Corporation authorizing the issuance of its multifamily housing revenue bonds, Wyndham Park, Series 2025.
This is a re-syndication of an old bond issue that we issued back in 2008. It'll be for $20 million for the acquisition and rehabilitation of Wyndham Park Apartments, which is a seniors complex in Baytown. Many of y'all saw on the multifamily slides we did, it's just an excellent property, but it is over 15 years old, so there will be some upgrades and rehabilitation that goes on. How much Unless you have any questions, we recommend approval.
So moved.
Thank you, Sherry. Second, John Towner. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion is passed. Update on Bay Terrace Apartments.
Bay Terrace, we're still, as I think I just mentioned, we have postponed that, hopefully until July 10th, and we will be closing. It will be required that we get those certificates by the 2nd because all the parties have to rate lock so that the Attorney General's forms will be filled in rather than have blanks. So cross your fingers, and hopefully Candace can walk that through to get the mayors to sign it on July 1st.
Agenda item number 9, executive director's report. These are discussion only items, Ron.
Okay, we have a TAP conference, of course, in Austin on July 21st through the 23rd. And I think all the reservations and hotels have been made. So unless you find something where you're not going to be able to attend, please let Candace know.
How many are going?
We have good. Everybody. I think I'm at 16. The only one's not going. I think you're not.
Yeah.
Nick and who else isn't going?
Me.
Kim's not going. Dude's not going.
Everybody. I have a question about that. Is the conference at JW Marriott or is that a neighboring hotel?
No, that's at JW Marriott.
Oh, good. So we get to stay and have the conference.
Yes. And thank Candace for that because she got online the minute the reservations opened and booked everybody.
Oh, good.
So
I was worried about that.
That way,
which makes it easier.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
easy. And
this is Brad.
We have our Seth board meeting, board dinner on Monday, July 21st at 6 o'clock at Eddie V's. Of course, we have a great menu. That's one of the best things I do in my job. And so we will have several guests. So before you leave today, for those that have guests coming, I'll need to make sure that we have everybody that's going to be in attendance right now. I have a guest of Georgia, Carolyn Bilski, Troy. Is Maggie going? Yes, okay. Danny Moore will have a guest. John Towner will have a guest. Ken, have you decided what to do?
No guess. I'm not sure if I can think here.
Right. Yeah.
How long do I have to tell you?
I'll probably can. We have until the 30th of.
I didn't include your guest because I knew that was going to be a problem. So I didn't include you with the guest.
Okay.
Yeah. Candace. We'll also have Ryan, Nora, Rachel, and Luke from Chapman. We'll have Todd from Talbot. We'll have Braxton and Tim Nelson from Hilltop. So I'm looking forward to a great dinner on that.
I have a guest.
Yeah, I had you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we will also, Candace will RSVP for all the board members that will be attending. We have a reception on Tuesday night from 6 to 9 at P6 at the Line, which is just around the corner from the hotel, being sponsored by Chapman, Capital Area HFC, Hilltop Securities, Jefferies, and UMB Bank. So please make sure that will be a great reception.
Okay. Number 2, proposed Heritage Park Apartments, Sealy, Texas.
We're still working through that. We've answered all the deficiencies from TDHCA. That will be on the TDHCA board on July 24th for selections. We anticipate being selected. However, we do have some financial problems with it, and so we don't know whether that will continue to go through. Carolyn Bilski and I have talked. We've waited so long for this, and all of a sudden It's become a financial nightmare. So unfortunately, we may have to pull the plug on that. But developer DMA's office said, let's wait till August to see if we can clear a lot of things up. But at this point, the governmental loan that Seth was going to make has gone from 3.4 million to 4.7 to 4.3 now. And besides that, if we had to be guarantors, which we do not want to be a guarantor, it would be a minimum of $3 million. And then you never know what's going to happen in case something happens where the limited investor wants more money. And so we're looking at a minimum of close to $8 million. And we do not see that's real feasible for a 56-unit complex. So we'll be probably giving you more of an update in the August board meeting on that. And, you know, we're so sorry because it's taken us about 9 years to get selected. But Carolyn and I have talked about alternatives on that. So we just want senior housing built there, period.
That's right.
So we don't care who does it as long as it's senior housing. So we'll have further updates on it.
Okay. Number three, under item nine, the Texas Open Meetings Act training.
Okay. I'm hoping everyone received the email and the link to take the Open Meetings Act training. Right now, we have seven. We got Sharon's in today. We also have Carol Bilski's in.
Hey, got George.
And we got George in. So I know we have eight. so we have eight. So that's 8 of 15. So still continue, or if you have a current one, you can send that in.
That was my question. I think I took it about 3 years ago. Is that still okay?
I would update it.
Would you?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Mine was 3 years.
So. And I'll pass that on to Nora. Nora, if they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, do you recommend that they retake that?
I think it's probably a good idea to retake it just to refresh everything. And a couple things have changed, which they do point out in the training. And then a couple more changes coming effective September 1st. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I had asked Nora to come to the August meeting for question and answers, but I have rescheduled her. She's been nice enough to say, yes, she'll be here at the July 17th meeting for kind of a summary and then question and answer period. She is the Open Meetings Act guru for us. She's done this in two other states, in California and Illinois, so she's very familiar. Now she's having to do it for Texas. And of course, Chapman has a lot of HFC clients that this all of a sudden is put on. So she's been our guru for the Open Meetings Act. So we look forward to that. Thank you, Nora. We'll look forward to seeing
you. Of course.
I do have a question for Nora, and I didn't cover it. But when we do get public comments, can we comment on those comments? Because when I left office, we couldn't comment anymore. Okay. We just had to listen to them. I didn't agree with that, but can we comment on it, on public comments now?
I think if they relate to agenda items, and you don't have to allow for public comment, but I think most people do allow for public comment. The public comment has to be limited to items on the agenda. There's nothing that would legally prevent you from commenting, but you just wouldn't want to go into something that's not on the agenda. But I do think typically public agencies or governing bodies would, usually not comment on the public comments. Just sometimes better to let the public say their piece, and but that's at your discretion.
We were thinking about not having public comment on our agendas. So we'll talk about that next month.
I was going to ask,
okay.
Is there a time limit for them to have as a management?
You can set the time. Most of them do 3 minutes or 5 minutes.
We do 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
I think for council it's 1 minute, but you can give your time to someone.
Okay.
But they can't have more than 3 minutes.
That's the way Pasadena does that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. City Council,
Yeah, but it's not a requirement that we have public comments. They can sit on Zoom and watch it and listen, but it's not necessary that we have public comments. So we'll talk to Nora about that next month and decide whether we're going to have that in the future. One of the other things I'll alert her to is it's not a requirement for us to record the meetings. Is that correct?
Well, so when you are having an audio, a video conference meeting, you do have to record the meeting. But if you're just having an in-person meeting, only minutes are required.
Okay. So only if we do Zoom and allow board members to join by Zoom, then we would need to record it and archive it.
Correct.
Any other questions?
I have a question. It's not about this. It was right before that about the Tomball property.
That's not on the agenda item, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that was my fault.
Okay. Do we have any other questions? We have no executive session today, so I would consider a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
it, Nora. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Can I ask that to you?
I'm going to make a note. I'm going to put it in a note. I'm going to put it in a note.